This is the Wake Up Call on WBAA News. I'm Chris Morisivica. This morning, a conversation with Andrew Rosen. He's the chairman and CEO of Kaplan Incorporated. It's an interview recorded Thursday following the announcement that Purdue University would acquire the online institution's academic assets, including 32,000 students, 3,000 employees, and 15 campuses and learning centers.
How did Purdue and Kaplan administrators connect?
Well, at Kaplan, we're working with universities all the time, and so we have lots of conversations going. And as President Daniels suggested, this possibility was something that connected.
What does this relationship allow Kaplan to do that it wasn't doing previously?
Right. So, first of all, the mission of Purdue is very compatible. It's as President Daniels said, this is updating the land-grant mission for the 21st century. Purdue was founded on the notion of access for those who didn't have access to higher education in the past. It has continued that sort of thematic approach, but as he described today, there's a whole population of students it hasn't been reaching. From a Kaplan perspective, the opportunity to have an institution like Purdue and the name, the reputation, that long-term mission orientation take the university forward was very powerful, because everybody understands the nature of the Purdue mission. And I think it's going to be very compelling for people around the country and ultimately around the world.
How has Kaplan over the past three decades evolved its curriculum? Were you in contact with business and industry and employers? How did you evolve what you were teaching people so that you had that student success when they graduated?
Great question. Kaplan University has always been very market-focused. That is, what are the jobs that are emerging in the economy? What's necessary? We have a lot of advisory boards for different areas of people who are in the industry, so that our programs are constantly being reviewed against what's necessary in the job market today. And that goes in both ways. It means that's how you add programs, and that's how you end programs. And we stop a lot of programs when we find that the market outcomes, the career outcomes for students are not good enough, or there's not enough demand. We're very focused on as much on ending programs that are not serving students as we are on starting new ones that we think can.
I realize it's early in the process. There are still regulatory approvals that need to be attained. What do you envision the focus of the curriculum will continue to be?
At the outset, it will be the same set of programs that Kaplan has provided, which include health sciences, business, IT, and so on. But obviously, the combination with Purdue suggests that you're going to see more of a focus over time on engineering, agriculture, and the programs that Purdue is focused on. But that'll be up to the new Board of Trustees, which is, will be created by Purdue University.
Is there any ongoing relationship with the former board or administrators of Kaplan?
So the institutional portion of Kaplan University, including all the faculty, will shift over and become part of this new university owned by Purdue. There will be a transition in operation support agreement for some of the back office functions that Kaplan is doing pretty well already, and there's no reason to try to replicate it here.
What kind of timetable are you anticipating? It sounds like it could take months, maybe a year, before the brand is, worked out, the board is appointed, and some of these really in-depth details are contemplated.
Yeah, there are a series of approvals that are necessary. We expect that those approvals should come in by the fourth quarter of this year. I mean, as part of this five-and-a-half-month process, we've been talking on hourly, process at various levels within Purdue about how to make this happen and how to make it work. We're going to have a few more months while those approvals are pending, but once the approvals are in hand, we expect this new institution to be ready to go.
So if somebody goes online, once this is all ratified and figured out, There's not going to be a Kaplan online. It will have this new name potentially. And
correct. The name Kaplan University will be an honored part of history, but it will be history.
So is that a bittersweet moment for those of you who've been there long term?
You know, when my daughter went off to college, my wife and I missed her, and we hated the fact that she was going away, but we knew that was the right thing for her. And the same thing is true here. We'd love to have Kaplan University and keep running it because we love the institution, we love its mission, but this is the right thing for Kaplan University. And so, yeah, it's bittersweet.
How will you communicate this now to your students and faculty? How will you move forward with your staff and students?
So that process has started this morning. As this is becoming public, we are notifying our students about it with a lot of opportunities for students to get details. And similarly with our own faculty and staff, we're communicating that this morning because the nature of the process has meant we couldn't include all of them. And so a lot of them are hearing. They, from what I've heard already, and I'm certain of, are going to be very enthusiastic about this because the reputation of Purdue is such that they're just going to be proud to be part of it. You know, one of the things I've said to Mitch on a number of occasions, nobody at Purdue today was there when it was started, almost 150 years ago. Everybody who was a Purdue person became a Purdue person. The people who are currently part of Kaplan are going to become part of that line. And just as others, they're not outsiders to Purdue. They will become insiders to Purdue, and they will take the same pride in the institution and be as protective of the institution as all the other people who love it today and are building it today.